facebook.com/Alex.
The Pope meets with some abuse victims for the very first time, gets teary-eyed, promises justice. But will this be enough to keep the Catholic Church intact in the eyes of the rest of the world, those who are not embracing what the Vatican is doing? In the meantime, the White House Secretary Flack spokesperson, Robert Gibbs, has a closed-door meeting with some in the press corps saying, "You guys are playing up to the cameras. It has to stop." We'll talk about that. And besides that, five airlines tell Senator Chuck Schumer from New York that they will not charge a fee for carry-on bags. Who are the five? We'll tell you. Certainly it's not Spirit, since they're the ones who made this story a big news story in the first place by saying that they were going to charge up to $45 for carry-ons, which is ridiculous. We're all going to have to wear layers if that's what they do in the future and just go on the planes that way. But then we might be too heavy because they're going to put scales outside of the plane, and you'd have to make sure that, you know, your weight is acceptable, or you might have to find an alternate route of transportation. It's getting crazy with some of the nitpicky things that are happening. This is for real. Have you seen those photos of the volcanic cloud? Over 80% of European flights canceled on Sunday, and even some of the operations in Afghanistan disrupted. Who knew? Maybe some of the normal flights, maybe up to half, might run on Monday, even though the volcano in Iceland is still spewing all of that ash. But what is it doing that nobody can see? I mean, obviously, the winds are taking it a pretty far distance. And Goldman Sachs, do you believe the gall? They gave their staff over $5 billion in pay and bonuses even while they were waking up to charges of fraud. Mm-mm-mm. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. The name of the show is America Tonight. Glad you found us. You are locked and loaded. I'm not talking about spaceships like the uber-famous guy down the dial, but we are going to zig and zag all over the place. You might feel like you're on a spaceship. And, you know, occasionally we do talk about UFOs here on ATN. So you never know what you're going to get. Water cooler buzz, left, right, and everything in between. Let's talk about Iran. Iran couldn't be heavier on my mind, but it has from the very beginning because of Ahmadinejad and the way those elections were held and what happened to so many of those innocent kids who were protesting and throwing out the reporters. And even before that, who didn't know that Iran was trying to get a nuclear weapon, of course? So the White House is campaigning for this international sanctions deal against Iran, but it's way beyond the deadlines of when this was supposed to happen. And I've said this, it's time to get tough. It's clearly, there is a huge concern over Iran accelerating the nuclear program. So this story breaks. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, back in January, writes a three-page memo warning that the U.S. needed new policies to deal with the way they're moving forward in Tehran toward to developing a nuclear weapon. And it raises concerns over how to verify what Iran has. This is all stuff, though, folks, we knew before, right? Senator John McCain was on the Fox Sunday show, and here's what he had to say about the way, well, first of all, about this so-called secret memo and the way Iran is being handled.
I didn't need a secret memo from Mr. Gates to ascertain that. We do not have a coherent policy. I think that's pretty obvious. We keep threatening sanctions. We keep, for well over a year now, in fact, including the previous administration, we keep threatening. And obviously, we have not done anything that would in any way be viewed effective. Former Secretary of State George Shultz once told me, he said, "My old Marine drill instructor said, never point a gun at somebody unless you're willing to pull the trigger." we have to be willing to pull the trigger on significant sanctions. And then we have to make plans for whatever contingencies follow if those sanctions are not effective.
Could I just say,
I believe that the Chinese and the Russians will not be particularly helpful. So why don't we get our European allies together and let's impose sanctions from that aspect of it. Maybe that would embarrass somehow or force the Russians and Chinese to act in a more cooperative fashion. Maybe not forget the UN, but certainly go ahead and move forward with some serious, meaningful sanctions. Refined petroleum products is one. The other, I think, is stand up for the human rights of the people of Iran. Put the pictures of those people who are brutalizing and killing and torturing the demonstrators and the people who are standing up for their God-given rights. Make them famous. We did that too in certain respects during the Cold War.
I agree with Senator John McCain. I mean, it's time to cut the crap. We've been saying this for too long now, through the tail end of the Bush administration into Obama's administration. You know, you had Admiral Mullen who said nuclear Iran would be incredibly destabilizing. But at the same time, he's saying, an attack would create the same kind of outcome. And that hitting Iran, a strike in Iran, is the last option. The last option. So, you know, Iran is also shooting back and making sure everybody knows, hey, we're unveiling this air defense system. I mean, McCain's right. We don't have a coherent, and that's a good way to put it, Iran policy. We need a policy. We have policies about everything else. There's got to be a way to stop this nut job. And you can't just keep pushing it off, because the more you push it off, you know what? It's like that thing of burying your head in the sand. But this is playing fast and loose, because I think he's the guy who would push the button. Al in Canada, hello.
Oh, hi, Kate. You know, the best nation in the Middle East, namely Israel, will look after Iran. You remember what Israel did to Iraq when Iraq tried to develop nuclear bombs, nuclear warheads and atomic bombs? Israel looked after that, right?
Well, Israel's not going to – they're worried about Ahmadinejad, so you're right. If somebody's going to step out, it'll be Israel, and we know they have nukes, so maybe that's what will happen, or they'll just threaten. Right.
You know, and also, I just heard President Obama wants to send men to Mars. In 20 years, there'll be men walking on Mars. You know, Mars is the god of war, right? Mars is the Roman god of war, right?
Right.
Venus is the goddess of love, right?
Right.
Democrats be sending, Republicans are, according to the left, us right-wingers, all we want is war, right? Republicans, all they seem to want is war, according to the left. So shouldn't Republicans send people to Mars and Democrats send people to Venus? Doesn't that make more sense?
We're waiting for a reaction. What do you think, Matt? You're the Solomon on this one. Does he get the crickets or does he get the applause?
Give me both. That's kind of a 50-50.
Look, he gave you both. You asked, you received. It is 50-50.
You know, Kate, I heard Obama say about the Tea Party people, the Boston Tea Party people.
Yeah.
He said, make my day. He's running around saying, they're very amusing. They're kind of funny. They're kind of stupid, funny people. Make my day. Go for it. Americans and Canadians don't like arrogant people, do they? We like confident people, quiet, confident people, but we don't like arrogant people. And Obama seems to be getting approaching arrogance right now when he says, go for it, make my day, amusing. I honestly think that Obama's the only guy that looks like he's strutting even when he's sitting down.
Al, we're letting you slide on that one. Ooh, a few choice words for Obama. I think he's trying to play the pop culture references. We're doing Cry Me a River, round the bend.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DublyShoppers.com. That's DublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Cry Me a River. Robert Gibbs, Cry Me a River, buddy. He's got the choicest seat in the House because he's good buds with Barack Obama, the president. I mean, Gibbs, to his credit, helped get him elected and was rewarded by being named the White House press secretary. But it's ridiculous. He just rips reporters on Sunday covering his man Obama for playing to the camera. And then what was so weird, because he realizes, maybe I went too far over the line, he slams himself. He includes himself in this and says, I think we're all guilty of this, that I'm throwing myself in there, too, that we're dealing with so many issues that it's hard to boil down to 20 seconds. And then he said, he told one of the CNN guys that he knows when a member of the press corps, is good, because of how they react to what they're saying and all that stuff, or when a member of the press corps thinks they have a good question because when they walk in, they already have their makeup on. I give them credit for that. So they're all trying to get TV time, of course. That's true. But there is, and I said this a long time ago, we used to rip on Gibbs and play lots of clips of Gibbs from the very beginning when Obama took office. Because you could see it. It was like he was sharpening the knives. It was so ridiculous, the tension between the guys in the press you know, the people that cover the White House and Gibbs. So he holds a closed-door meeting with a bunch of different news organizations to air, you know, to clear the air, because some of the anger seems to have been boiling over lately. And he figured that was the best way to do it. I mean, come on, give me a break here. And what do? They slam, you know, Gibbs slams Fox News and saying, hey, I don't think many people have to watch Fox to understand. This is what he said. I don't think many people have to watch Fox to understand the political slant that they have. And, you know, whatever. I don't get it. I think it's just a good buffer. If he deflects everything, then the conversation becomes, you know, Gibbs, I guess. But I think he's just an awful gatekeeper. There are some, I mean, I can even point to Democratic presidents who had better gatekeepers, D.D. Myers, George Stephanopoulos for Clinton, I mean, you know, Ari Fleischer for Bush, and a slew of others who have held that position. Remember Tony Snow? You know, he was from Fox. He used to be a Fox guy. He used to do a radio show, was on the Tube. And everybody liked Tony, whether they were, whatever their political ideology was in the press corps. He knew how to handle it. But Gibbs, to me, just, I mean, he just bubbles over. So I say, cry me a river, buddy. Big time, cry me a river. You can join the conversation, by the way, if you want to talk about Iran and should we just cut the nonsense and take action here. There's a big story about Robert Gates, the defense secretary, in a memo that he wrote a couple of months ago saying we need some new policies. We need to do something here. We need to, you know, pretty much cut the nonsense when it comes to Iran. And you've got the top military brass, or at least one of them anyway, saying that a U.S. strike against Iran would go a long way to delaying their nuclear program, but it's the last option. So when you have Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, saying that, you know, it's not my call. It's going to be the president's call, but from my perspective, the last option is the strike right now, but it's not completely off the table. Imagine if we were to bomb Iran. Well, the first thing is, do we have enough soldiers? We're spread pretty thin in this voluntary military that we have between still some in Iraq and other parts of the country, or world, rather, and in Afghanistan, then you've got this, the situation in Iran. I say you just have to cut the nonsense and be tough on the sanctions and just roll with the sanctions. You have to do something. Not necessarily bomb. I agree bombing or taking a military strike is the last option. And then you wait, too, and see what happens with Israel. But the sanctions have to be swift and tough and now. You cannot wait anymore with this stuff. It's ridiculous. Because time is tick, 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 ticking away for sure. Couple of other things. I would be crying a river if I was stuck and stranded the way so many people are in Europe. Can you imagine? And there are Americans, by the way, that are stranded, because you can get cheap flights to places in Europe in some cases. So let's say you save, you know, you have tour groups of older people going over there, and you have people who save for however long they save to go, and now they're stuck. So major airlines sent test flights into the airspace, and they didn't find any damage from the volcanic ash that has just smothered aviation all over the continent. I mean, there's massive pressure on the governments there to ease the restrictions, because it's killing global travel and also commerce because of the back and all the flights of what's flying back and forth too. And 80% of European airspace closed for a fourth day. Only 4,000 of the normally 20,000 flights are in the air. Can you believe that? So there are people that are looking into other ways to go wherever it is they have to go. Oh, if only I had a big boat. The America Tonight rescue ship. Matt and I could take some of you. We could go over, get the people, charge them whatever. It's a time, you know, opportunity in tragedy. Sometimes there's opportunity. And this is brutal. I mean, it is brutal for the people that have been scratched, especially if they've been scratched for 4 days. So in France, obviously, in England, in German air traffic control, actually the first on Sunday to kind of loosen their ban on passenger flights because they're allowing some traffic from Frankfurt and airports to the north. But this has affected guys trying to get to Afghanistan because they've been stranded for a couple of days. And in Iceland, they say that on Sunday it erupted again. The eruption was continuing. There's no signs that the ash cloud is thinning or even dissipating. I mean, it is, it's definitely hanging around. And that's why, you know, they're in this situation that they're in with canceling the flights. Jerry's listening to us in St. Louis. You have the floor, ma'am. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Well, so much for in Iceland, what's going on, so much for global warming being caused by mankind.
and
cap and trade bill is not going to control, you know, volcanic ash, you know, all over the, you know, in that part of Europe. So there's been so much nonsense going on with this taxing of cap and trade and all of it. It's just a bunch of lies, I think. But anyway, here's something I don't know if you've ever heard at all. You know, Ahmadinejad, I read where he was born into a Jewish family.
No.
Have you heard it? Okay, can you check it out? I don't know.
Yeah, no. I don't know where you read it, but no way.
I'm looking for it, but anyway, okay. Where I read it. And I can't remember what I read it on, you know, which letter,
sure.
Newsletter, what. Anyway, he was born into, you know, this Jewish family, and he had a Jewish name, which started with an S, and I just don't know, you know, exactly what it was. And I'd like to know if that's true. But then he became a Muslim. But when you think about that, if it does prove out to be true or false, I'd really like to know. But, you know, Hitler was born of a Jewish mother, so that makes him a maternal mm-hmm. Jew, makes him Jewish. If it was the mother, if it was the father that was Jewish, it doesn't make him Jewish. You,
mm-hmm.
you understand? Only a maternal child born.
Yeah, I'd love to know. I'd love to know where you found that, just because I think that's bunk from everything that I know about Ahmadinejad. Well, but, you know, he's, like, on my hit list, and there's no way. He slams the Jews and the Holocaust and every chance he can get.
Oh, yeah, so did Hitler. I mean, he caused the Holocaust.
Right, but
genocide.
But I don't buy that. I think he's completely Muslim, and it could be just somebody that's trying to kick up some dust on some site. Thanks for the call. It's not accurate. That's bogus reporting. Remember, there's blogs and crap and stuff that's not verifiable, that's just nonsense that's out there. So you got to be careful whatever news source you're looking at. I mean, hey, it makes for an intriguing concept, right? But I guarantee that's not true, and I can verify that. Odds and Ends, coming up on the flip side.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Yes, so I was thinking entrepreneurial when I was saying we would have the America Tonight cruise ship. You know when you only catch part of something? And we're going to go to the mailbag coming up, but somebody hit me with the mailbag, and it was Jake, and he said, "Wow, I want to go on the cruise ship." Jake, calm down. We do not have a cruise ship right now. I was saying, hypothetically, we could go and rescue the people who are trapped because of the volcanic ash and they can't get where they're going. So imagine the money that we could make in trying to rescue them and take them to wherever it is that they're headed. It is really serious. You know, John Cleese, he was in A Fish Called Wanda, and he was part of Monty Python. He's a legend with the whole Python gang. He's got a good one. This is what he had to do. He had to take a taxi to the tune of $5,000. His flight was grounded. Yeah, his flight was grounded. And so he hailed a cab to Brussels and caught a train from there back to London. And this was because he was doing a talk show appearance in Norway. Yeah. And he checked every option, but there were no boats, no train tickets available. So the assistant told him, because he had to get back, that the easiest thing would be to take a taxi. Pretty cool for the taxi driver, huh? You get to hang with Cleese and get the $5,000 to go from that far, from Brussels to London. I guess that's, you know, you got to get where you're going, and you have the money that he has, I guess, that you could afford to do it. It's almost like one of those American Express commercials, or is it MasterCard? I can't remember, where they said priceless. So getting back to where you have to go, priceless. Wow. $5,000 on a taxi. And wonder if he offered to take anybody else back to London. He could have maybe put a couple of people in the cab, and yeah, $5,000. Whew. I can think a lot of things that you can do with $5,000, but that's pretty jaw-dropping, I would have to say. Yeah. Okay, as we continue here on Odds and Ends, how about Senator Scott Brown? And he's the guy that was elected in Massachusetts, first time a Republican's been elected since the 70s, filling the shoes of Ted Kennedy. And he was the guy, when elected, said, you know, he's going to vote the right way for the people of Massachusetts. Well, he's saying he's opposed to the Democrats' proposed legislation to overhaul the banking system, and he would filibuster it if it came to a vote. So he's agreeing with Senator Mitch McConnell, who's come out against financial reforms because of what's being proposed there. It sounds good because there are parts of it, you know, we were all enraged with the whole bailout thing. But when you really look at the underbelly of it, it's the small businesses, the way it's currently written, that would also get slammed and get caught in this web. And that's what Brown's saying. He's saying in its current form, it would kill Massachusetts, because you look at Liberty, he's saying specifically to his state, Liberty Mutual and Mass Mutual, they would be affected because the bill would shake jobs loose, maybe 25,000 to 30,000. And he says the regulations would hurt them because of what they're doing in that company. And he doesn't like the Dodd bill that's being proposed, that it's bad for business, small business. And that's why, not that he doesn't like the idea of reform, but the specific way it's being pushed in this particular piece of legislation. It is starting to shape up like the healthcare reform bill. And it's, you know, what do you do? What do you do to get financial reform in place? And I'll tell you, I think what you do is get rid of some of the people that are trying to put this thing together because of their ties to some of the financial firms that are most definitely in the bullseye with this thing, and just start over again. There's certain things that can be done, common sense reforms that can be addressed that would be easy instead of just one size fits all as it's being described. Therefore, when you go after the big guys, they can weather whatever it is, the regulation, but it's the small ones that get over-regulated, and there we go again. And you don't have capitalism being spread. I don't like that idea. All right, also in Odds and Ends, a couple of other quick things for you. We already talked about Robert Gibbs and the Crimea River thing and all that stuff. Now you get some other people that I could almost have thrown into Crimea River, and it's the Goldman execs who were particularly interested in the mortgage unit. And I said this before, they gave over $5 billion in pay and bonuses right when this was going on with the fraud charges. So, you know, they're all running for cover because it's going to be a question of what did they know, what did they do, was this fraud that they were perpetrating, gee, you think? And specifically, it's backlash in Europe over the fraud case brought against it in the United States. And Britain's prime minister is calling for the authorities there to investigate and accusing Goldman Sachs of moral bankruptcy. Germany is also saying they want information about it. So Goldman Sachs could come down to its knees. Both governments had to bail out banks that lost hundreds of millions of dollars, as you know, marketed by Goldman. So Germany, same thing. London had problems too. In Britain's case, it was the Royal Bank of Scotland through some of its acquisitions, so they're not happy about it. And they're now the Germans and the English are certainly going to go after Goldman Sachs, and let's see what they uncover underneath the rock. The U.S. is saying that that company related to a complex investment tied to the performance of risky mortgages. We know this. That's where they're digging. And that's where the SEC is alleging that they marketed the package to investors, but they didn't disclose that the pools were picked by another client, which was a prominent hedge fund that wanted to bet against the U.S. housing bubble that it would burst. So within months, most of the mortgages had been downgraded. The U.S. housing boom went into reverse, and the securities fell in value. The company says they didn't do anything wrong. They're already facing that investigation in 2002 with a swap deal that they carried out with Greece that might have helped hide the country's financial troubles. Oh, they might as well just throw up the white flag, because if there's any serious evidence on this, a lot of heads are going to roll, so much so you could almost think that the company might not survive. Without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. You can always shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net. This one is from Jeremy Hawk. And I'm only reading this, Jeremy, because I'm going to send this to my man, Matt, and he is going to have to decide if it passes muster with this show. But he says, please use this song as a buffer some more if you can. Thanks, Kate, prettiest, smartest lady of Freedom Radio. All right. Suck up to me, and you will get your name announced on the air. Jeremy, I'm going to send it to Matt, and he's the gatekeeper. He's sort of the Robert Gibbs of this show. But we like him better than Robert Gibbs. Here's one from Joe Savage. I love his email address. I won't say the last part of it, but his first part is great. It's Bugs Are Me. So anyway, Joe says, I heard on your program several nights ago discussing the taking from those that have and giving to those that have not. As you ended the segment, your parting comment was that you were not sure this agenda was for reparations. Within past several months, I saw and heard in serious C-SPAN type interview with the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus Committee say openly that this policy was, in his words, backdoor reparations. I can attest to the fact that this is exactly what he said concerning the Obama agenda. And actually, Joe wrote me another thing on reparations, and I agree with this. Here's what he says. This concept of reparations, as is now being ramrodded through America, is nothing more than what Karl Marx has written and spoke of, and is a redistribution of one's life, energy, and property. Redistribution, that is for certain if you're talking about the word reparations, from those that have to those in need, is nothing more than theft by government, eventually at the point of a gun. I do not know why those in the news media do not reduce Marx and his thoughts every time this topic arises. If roles were reversed right now, you know, Pelosi, Reid, Matthews, etc., would do that. I feel let down when this comparison is omitted. The entire nightmare reminds me of the story of Alabama. It's Alabama and his 40 thieves. I think that was clever, Joe. I like that last line. There is a redistribution. I think there is that problem. I'm not big government. I'm like harking back to the Tom Jefferson model of government, and we're scarily, you're right, we are seeing that's what's happening. This is why you have to be careful with financial reform. Yes, we need financial reform, but to what end? Not the wrong end. You don't want government's hands in all these pies, frankly, because I really name five programs that are smooth sailing with this government. And it's easy to tack on the other side and say, oh, that's just bogus because, you know, it's not true. I mean, look at Medicare. Look what's happening there. And look at the bankruptcy. Look what's going on. I can't agree with that. So I agree. Yes, there it certainly does feel, and I don't care whether you're Democrat or Republican, an independent, whatever, like there is this massive shift, this redistribution, and it's not right. We're a capitalist country, not a charity. Coming up, blunder of the day. Oh, it's a good one. Plus, we have a big giveaway coming up, and we're going to tell you all about it next.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
I know somebody who needs a little love after what happened in a playoff game. San Jose Sharks and Colorado, heavily contested. Everybody wants to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. Shocking, actually, what happened here. The San Jose Sharks couldn't score on Craig Anderson all night. Into overtime, however, they managed to score, only there was a big problem with this goal that they netted. Listen closely and you'll understand.
Back the other way instead of the Avs come up ice. O'Reilly chasing it down. But Murray there, and then it's in the net. The game is over.
Canfoy will put it in his own net.
The Sharks lose. A heartbreaker.
You've got to be kidding me. Sharks have control of the puck. Dan Boyle goes to backhand it behind the net, and he beats Yevgeny Nabokov. I can't think of a worse way to end a game where the San Jose Sharks completely dominated it. I'll tell you, it's just not your night. It wasn't your night.
Ryan O'Reilly gets credit for the goal that Dan Boyle accidentally shot in. And the series is now 2-1 Avs.
Man, that is rough stuff. And you can hear the da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Well, just for a little background here, it was at the Pepsi Center in Denver, Colorado. So, hey, they'll take the goal. You heard what they were talking about there. The score in overtime, I mean seconds, 51 seconds into overtime, Ryan O'Reilly gets credit, like they said, for this bizarre goal. Oh, you know he needs some, he does need some tender love and care, because it's got to be rough getting on that plane, having to deal with this. Oh, so now the Avalanche with this 1-0 win, and you heard them say this too, they have a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference. And pretty rough. I mean, very, very rough for this team to walk away this way. The Sharks have heavy expectations, especially because they always seem to exit early in the postseason. I think it just got a little bit heavier. The puck, like, nicked O'Reilly's stick because I looked at it. Matt sent it to me, and I looked at it a couple of times, and it looked like it nicked his stick. And, you know, it just looks like he ticked it. And some days you get the bad breaks, but that's a pretty bad break. I can't even remember the last time. In fact, never can I remember talking about anyone scoring on their own goaltender. It was accidental, but still. So the Pepsi Center with the 18,000 plus, they go absolutely crazy over this. That is the blunder of the day. It was accidental, but it is a blunder. That's awful stuff, I think, for San Jose, don't you, Matt?
Yeah, especially given their playoff history. And to have a game like that where Colorado was on their heels the entire time I was watching this game, and to not only not have Colorado score, but you put it in your own net, I mean, I don't know. And the Nabokov, the goalie for San Jose, just looked pissed. He was angry
because
he didn't let up a shot the whole night, and then your own teammate Boyle puts it in your net. So that's, like you said, it's going to be an uncomfortable plane ride for sure.
Oh.
And given their playoff history, it has to hurt even more because now they're probably starting to think, like, okay, the wheels are starting to come off here again. We're going to have another first-round exit, a playoff disappointment as per usual in San Jose.
Oh, that's bad. If getting a back off, as you said, the goaltender, he did. He didn't have a chance. I mean, he didn't have a chance. He was trying to do it. He was hugging the post, and there was nothing else he could do. It just snuck up, and there it was. I mean, they beat their own goalie. And, you know, as Matt said, because he was watching the game much closer than I was, I only saw snippets of it. But there's no question that San Jose had the advantage. In fact, in the second period, they were all over Colorado. They outshot them 21-3. They, you know, as a credit to the goaltending and the AB side of it, Craig Anderson was terrific. But what a stunner with a bizarre goal. Very odd way to finish a playoff game, because it's been rough for them all the way along. Like we said, the early exits, and, you know, that's not gonna slide down all that easily. Let's just put it that way. Hey, and here in our satellite studio, there is a lot of water cooler buzz, and the reason for the water cooler buzz is the fact that NASCAR fans gathered around hoping that the Texas Motor Speedway, they would see some action, but it was not to be because the weather was terrible. So wet weather forced them to postpone the Sprint Cup and the nationwide doubleheader until Monday. And it's got to be disappointing for the racers, too. It happens occasionally. But with the track the way it is, you can't, there's no way they can't run the cars. I mean, it's around some of those corners, it'd be deadly if they did that. You know, the last time they call it maybe 800 miles, we've put the two races together of NASCAR racing. The last time you had that was back in 2003, and you had the Cup and the nationwide races had to be run on that day, back to back. And it's rare to see it happen, but that's what's going to happen. In fact, I might sneak out and see some of that maybe tomorrow. But rain, a big problem for the track out there. I thought they'd throw that for a little sports shorts moment. We have a big contest coming up on Tuesday in our third hour. I am giving away a Cobra S2 driver. If you Google any Cobra equipment, guys, I mean, this is, and women too, I mean, this is an incredible, incredible prize. I can't even believe they gave it to us to give away. And here's how it works. You call in the third hour. You answer two questions. You get two questions. It's either fair or foul. And that's like true or false. So you have a 50-50 chance. If you get at least one question right, you get David Faraday's book, The Power of, or Power of Idiocy. It's his rants and funny things. The Irish guy, hilarious. He's on CBS. He covers like he was at the Masters. He covers the golf tournaments for CBS. So the first 15 people, because probably we'd only be able to get 15 people anyway, you would answer that. You would get that book. And then if you get two right, you're in the drawing for the driver. If for some reason nobody gets two questions, then we'll just carry it over. I mean, we'll carry it over to another prize thing. But I'm hoping somebody nails this one, and this is pretty sweet. We're going to practice now with Matt. Matt, are you ready?
I have my thinking cap on and ready to go.
Okay. Let's see. Toyota is saying it's going to pay a fine.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. Well, $16.4 million fine. I'll give you the number. Toyota is indicating it's going to pay $16.4 million in a fine.
Well, see, now you just confused me because I know they're paying a fine, but I thought it was $16.5 million.
Fair or foul? You don't get to question me on the semantics of all this crap of the questions.
All right, fair.
That's right. It's
okay.
Fair. Bing, ding, ding, ding. So you already won a book. See, this is how easy it is.
Awesome.
He would have already won a book. All right, now we move to the next one. Bride-to-be Chelsea Clinton will go down the aisle on crutches. Fair or foul?
I have no idea. Foul?
Wrong. It's true. She has a medical boot. She broke her heel.
Stay upright. Stay upright. Don't be breaking
stuff. Well, she could. I mean, you know, her wedding isn't until the summer, so maybe it does heal. They're iffy on that, to be fair. It's looking as though she's going to have to wear the boot, but that's what the scoop is. So he gets a book. He's not in the drawing for the driver. That's how it works. Fair or foul. Coming up on Tuesday in our third hour here on ATN. More reasons to listen.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?